Hello, my name is Jeremy Lickness. I'm a cloud developer advocate with Microsoft. We're here to take you through a quick start in the Azure Dev Center for .NET. I'm here with...
My name is Scott Cate, also a cloud developer advocate. We've been working on these quick starts, which should make it really simple for you to follow along and jump right into Azure with your .NET code.
Exactly. So we're going to get started with one of the quick starts that are on the site, and we'll share the link with you. Scott, what's the first step for this?
So the first step is create a brand new ASP.NET MVC application and deploy it to Azure.
Great. Let's show them what that looks like.
So on my machine, if I jump into Visual Studio, I've already opened Visual Studio 2017, and under the File New Project, I'm selecting Cloud ASP.NET Application. I've already given it a name of Dev Center Quick Start Deploy. I'll simply click OK, and that's going to take just a moment to create my MVC application. Now, without making any code changes, we're simply going to publish this straight up to Azure.
And the quick start will tell you exactly which workloads you need to get these templates into your system. There's an ASP.NET for web development and an Azure SDK. So he set that up in Visual Studio, and that takes him right to the templates that are ready to publish.
That's right. So now if we right-click publish on the project file, you'll see I have a publish menu. It's going to ask where I want to publish. We'll select Azure, simply click publish. It will give us a unique name. You'll see this timestamp at the end of my project name. That will actually become a portion of the URL. And now I can simply click create.
And when it's creating, it's actually spinning up an Azure web service, which is a very cool platform as a service offering that gives you a lot of flexibility around how you scale your web app and some elasticity. There's a lot of control there, and it comes right out of the box with this template.
So now that my application has been deployed, it'll take just a moment to get started. The first time it's deployed, it has to actually warm up the slot. So this usually takes about 10 seconds. You'll notice the URL that's created is my project name plus that timestamp that we saw. And then it just gives us a default address of .azurewebsites.net. Now, once this is deployed, so here we go, we can see my app is running. What I'd like to now do is update the application. So I'll flip back to Visual Studio, and I'll open the home view of the index page. I'll just zoom into this so you can see it a little bit better. And under getting started, let's just say getting started with deployment. And I can actually publish a couple different places. I can go back to the project and right-click publish. The publish engine is smart enough to know only to deploy the files that were changed. I can also right-click on the file itself and publish. Or there's a keyboard shortcut of Alt semicolon P. So if I click over here, Alt semicolon P, you'll see that that will publish just that file. It's pretty quick. And since my application is already warmed up, I can come back here and refresh. You'll see that takes just a second. And my getting started will be replaced with getting started with the deployment copy that we fixed. So just like that, we've taken a couple of minutes and walked through the quick start. And in about 2 to 3 to 4 minutes, we were able to create a new app, deploy it to Azure, make a change, and then deploy that change to Azure websites as well.
Right, and all these quick starts are on the Dev Center. This is a simple, straightforward example. We have everything from connecting to relational databases and Cosmos DB, so you want to check that out and get up and running within minutes.
Thanks.